Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body mechanisms and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said in your advertisements, is the first question was, what are you doing? I've never seen such good blood work. You are perfect. And so I told her this Balance of Nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Tune into the Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I thought it was going to be an epiphany for those who were in opposition to our democracy to see the light. Instead, it has been an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in our country led by this president, for the moment, who have chosen their whiteness over democracy. That's what this is about. There was an article written a number of years ago on democracy which said, I fear the day when white Americans will have to choose between their whiteness and this democracy. And we saw what happened that day. This cannot be exaggerated. The complicity, not only the complicity, the instigation of the President of the United States must and will be addressed.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Boy, I love it when Nancy uses her own wrap-up smear and then talks about how it works. Your whiteness, that's your problem. You didn't know that, but it's your whiteness. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening. And we have so much to share with you in this episode. I want to share you General McInerney's words from the White House, where he was talking to a group about, a small group, about what's actually been going on. The taking of Nancy's laptop, which is good because no wonder she's so frantically trying to paint Trump as demonic in his last few days, right? If nothing else changes, last few days of the presidency, like I said, if nothing changes, they're very afraid. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
We have a lot to share with you in this episode of the Kate Daly Show. Trust me on that one. We got a lot of video to play or a lot of audio to play. So what did Trump actually do then? Because they keep saying he incited violence. I think he invited people to Washington to support the what was supposed to be a whole day of objections to the fraud.
Right.
Fraudulent election. Right. I thought that's what he did. Yep, that's what he did.
Yeah, well, you know, he did say fraudulent election.
Yes, he did say that. And then, of course, can you believe it? Of course there was a fraudulent election. And then, of course, Antifa dresses up, gets let in the door by cops, and now they're taking a sledgehammer to a fly perspective on this and turning it into something it wasn't. There was no armed event. There was no armed event. Protesters were not armed walking into that Capitol. They were waved in by the cops. I saw the video. They were waved in. That's why they went in. Special forces went up through the crowd. They weren't arresting the crowd for storming anything. They were walking through the crowd, and the crowd was allowing them to walk through. And when they got up there, here we have 100,000 people, over 100,000 people, but less than 100 inside the Capitol at all, taking selfies.
Yeah. Well, I always
This is your
take
big
selfies.
Bad storming group? Are you serious?
I always take selfies when I'm breaking the law.
Yeah, I mean, I always have time to go put my MAGA hat on a statue and stand next to it, get the right shot. Come on. So what have they turned this into now? Well, there's a couple things going on we need to talk about. Number one, they've turned it into the new domestic terrorism bill. Because of your whiteness, you white nationalists out there, you're white and you love your country and you are the biggest enemy to the state now. The whole Fox promoting, you know, all these different state capitals that are going to be used for protest centers on Inauguration Day. Don't fall for it. I think it's a trap. I think it's a trap to kind of get people there to see who you are, to separate you, to identify you. I wouldn't go. But then again, we're being psychologically trained to not show up in protest because the FBI will be after anyone that shows up. They do a large circle sweep of people's cell phones. It's how they know who you are. So there's that. We also have Cumulus, who basically owns most of the talk show hosts like Mark Levine and Rush and everybody else. Saying that if they don't stop talking about the fraudulent election, they'll be fired. Why do you think we don't work for big media?
Wow.
Yep. Why do you think we're not? We're on our own. We're on our own. Like Milty said, we took a vow of poverty.
Yeah,
it's basically
exactly.
True. We said goodbye to career because these people do have lucrative careers.
Yes, they do.
But they're also told that they're going to be fired if they keep speaking about the truth of a very fraudulent election that just took place that we're not supposed to talk about.
And this is when you find out what they're really made of.
Yes.
And I personally, and I'm going to say this because I believe it, I personally think that Hannity has already made his choice.
I do too.
I don't listen to him
in
any way, shape, or form. But, I mean, for a while there, you did get the feeling that he was on the president's side.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. I'm really curious as to what Mark Levine will do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't hesitate to give up whatever money they're earning. They have plenty.
Yeah.
What are they worried about?
Yeah. Well, you do. You get to see what people are really made
of. Yes, you do.
And when Cumulus comes down on what, and it's public, what they get to tell their talk show host to talk about, the fraud was so obvious. My gosh, there were so many pages of fraud, over 1,400 documented pages of it. Italy was sworn testimony that they were involved in the fraud, that it bounced over to Italy, the changing of the numbers. The fact that both Republicans were in the lead in Georgia, and within 1 hour, all of a sudden, there were votes found.
Yeah.
And the votes went up tens of thousands because they, in 1 hour, all of a sudden, these votes came stumbling in, right? And you're going to believe that. And they had the Dominion system, and they didn't care. They didn't care that all eyes were going to be on them. They wanted those two seats. And they wanted them fraudulently. We had the biggest fraud go down, the biggest, most blatant, most obvious fraud go down in our election. And we're not allowed to talk about it as talk show hosts, not us, but others. Give me a break.
Well, I can see the conversation that they had in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we cheat and get both those seats? Well, yeah, why not? They've never caught us and punished us yet.
Yeah, exactly. We have the judges.
Yeah.
No one's going to do a thing about
it. They're not going to do anything, so let's go for it. The worst that happens is they take them back away.
Yeah. No, it's so true. That is the truth. You know, 80,000 people just suddenly deciding not to vote for the Republican, but cast their vote for the Democrat. Are you in a red state? Mm. So then Rush was trying to pass this off as, because I listened to Rush on this. He tried to pass this off as, it was their scheming, the Democrats. They took enough Democrats and they put them into states like Georgia to then reverse course, right? To change them into a blue state. I'm sorry, that did not happen. That did not happen.
That's almost impossible.
It is almost impossible. You're telling me that in almost all red state, except for a couple pivotal cities,
counties,
completely turned that entire state, and they had 80,000 plus voters all of a sudden. 80,000 people moved in to Georgia in the that did not happen. But that's how, see, that's how they're, people are now trained to go, okay, well, this is probably what happened. You can buy this.
Well, they're saying the same thing about Texas.
What a lie.
Saying exactly the same thing about Texas.
Yeah. So we have a severe problem in our news media and in our media. There's even, on Epic Times today, there was even articles about Beijing courting these journalists, buying them dinners, setting them up with journalists. In fact, that journalist that we played from Europe that was murdered right after he said these things, he said, yeah, he said the CIA was always offering him all kinds of little perks to be in their pocket. And it was always the next big interview. So we have a lot going on. I'm going to play General McInerney when we come back, but let me just tell you a lot going on. And by the way, Speaker of the House, she has absolutely, she is just a you know, obviously demented old woman, and she is just as evil as they come, Nancy Pelosi. Taking the codes, I want to know who the officer was that gave her those, because she has no authority, and Trump's right when he says that he can basically press charges. Because she had no right. As Speaker of the House, you get to deliver the oath. You get to assign members to committees. Your power is very limited. But for some reason, she has expanded her own power and nobody's calling her on it. Ask where all your House representatives are on calling Nancy Pelosi's power. Because she's on a power trip. She thinks she can call for the impeachment of the president. She thinks she can do all these things. She has no power delegated to her to be the one to do that. Yet she's in the press 24/7 announcing all these things and doing all these things. Trump should press charges. Now, there's a lot of people out there asking, will Trump do anything really big? Because I do believe he has a lot of proof against these people. They do have Nancy's Pelosi's laptop they took from Wednesday. Some special forces actually went in and got that laptop during the Antifa raid, dressed up as Trump supporters. They do have some proof, so will it come to light? Will it change things going into next year? Kamala still has not resigned her Senate seat.
No.
By the way. So there are a couple of things that can't be explained. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the answer to that. So nobody can, say that with any sort of, I know, because they don't know. But General Flynn, who I trust, General McInerney, who I trust, seem to believe that he's still going to do some things in the next few days. I don't know. All I know is I trust them more than I do a McConnell, Pelosi, Pence organized coup. So these people in Washington, and you've seen them all because they've all shown who they are by now. If they're not calling out the fraud, they're showing you who they are. Then I don't know how you could trust any of them. I don't.
You know, on December 1st, there was an article in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. The headline was, "No, it isn't unusual for Kamala Harris to still have her Senate seat."
Uh-huh.
Today is January 12th. I don't see another article.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
she has
real
until
unusual.
The 20th. Really, the morning of the 20th. Yeah. She does. She has that.
Yes, she does. But nobody's most, ever used it.
Yeah, but most usually give it up by now. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Old man and me washing his truck at the Sinclair station in the land of the free. His mother, Adeline's family, came on a ship, cut coal and planted a seed down in
interesting this song. You know what this song showcases? Pictures of immigrants and poor. Not your average American that put all their money into their business. Not the average American family. Nope. They only show the slums in this song. The song was done by the Killers, Land of the Free. So they manipulate it by showing you all pictures of poor Latinos. That's how they talk about the Land of the Free, yeah. Sarcastically.
That's America.
That's America. You didn't know that? Oh, yes. We're not. Capitalism isn't the greatest thing that ever happened to this country and to the world. No. It's the reason that we're all, you know, living in slums, I guess. That these people didn't get an opportunity. Do we have a land of the free? That's my question. Land of the free. Think about that for a moment. Your talk show hosts, including Dan Bongino, including Ben Shapiro, including Rush Limbaugh, including Mark Levine, are all told they can't talk about the fraudulent election that just took place, or they'll be fired. How free you feeling right now?
Okay. Yeah, because it's up to Cumulus Media to rail in talk radio to help induce national calm now.
Oh, man, I sure hope for national unity in our propaganda.
Yeah.
Can't wait for our national unity. All the calls for unity. All the calls for you never to speak out again. All the calls for you to go along with the narrative. That's what unity means to them. That you go along with the narrative that's shoved in your face. Do you feel free? I don't feel so free. I only feel free because I own myself in radio. If that weren't the case, I'd feel very worried right now. I do feel worried because I worry that people like me will be shoved out of this marketplace because we speak too much truth, actually. We've had over 1 million listens on podcasts just since the summer. Anyway, okay. With that said, it's quite disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
General, in the wiki or in the file dump that just happened, some of the declassification, talking about Steve Jobs having HIV, talking about, not that that's the most biggest story, whatever, who cares about it. But I do think actually he was murdered, to tell you the truth. I do think he was taken out at the last, but he was up against Bill Gates, and Bill Gates didn't want the trouble. But anyway, that's a whole other podcast, whole other story. Let me talk about General McInerney, because this is him explaining to a couple of people inside the White House. The music you're hearing is being played in the White House during the Christmas party. This last week. You'll hear some music being played behind him, but he's going to discuss some of these events. This is General McInerney, a very wonderful general, of whom I trust, actually, him and Flynn. I actually trust both of them. Here you go.
Look, this is a scorecard from Joseph Goebbels. If you tell a lie big enough, and that's what they're doing, and you see Pelosi, you see Schumer. Ann just told me that Pelosi called the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and they're trying to get him out on the 25th Amendment or to impeach him. Why? Well, because on Wednesday, they took Pelosi's laptop. She's frantic. There were some people in there that were special forces mixed with Antifa, and they took her laptop and they have that data.
This is inside during the so-called riot.
Because they have that data. I believe they also have a source that is talking like a songbird. And the president is going to spring that person on us, so it will completely change, because it is someone that has said, I'm not going to do this. This is treason. Remember, high treason.
Sir, could he use the emergency broadcast system or emergency action message to communicate this?
Did you see yesterday that an email went around telling everybody about the emergency broadcast system?
I did.
So there are those little signals that you see. You see that what I saw was the September 18th or 19th Executive Order 2018 that if foreigners were involved in the U.S. election, the president could declare an emergency. That means he knew back 2 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And that's why it's just all come together that COVID-19 was a biological. And when you think about it, COVID-19, why are they trying to kill our small businesses and make everybody dependent upon the government? Democratic socialism is the front door to communism. And none of us ever thought that we would be in that position today where this country became a communist society. But think of what's happening now in Twitter and Facebook. They won't let the president be on it. They're censoring the president of the United States. This is amazing in our country that we would have ever thought this would happen. And that's why I was so disappointed in the vice president. He had the opportunity, because if we had a 10-day audit, it would be very clear to all of us and all 323 million Americans, whatever the number is today, it would be very clear what has happened to our society. So God bless you. Let's keep fighting it. Let's support this president and the people like ourselves that understand what's happening in front of us. We shall not let it happen. We cannot let it happen. And I never thought we'd have so many Americans who have betrayed, and I believe it is for money, and the Chinese are moving the money.
Italy. She's mentioning Italy.
Yeah. Now, that's just a small part of it. I had seen that 2 weeks ago. And what she's talking about is there's a person who is telling the world what Italy's role was using the satellite, Italian government satellite.
Leonardo.
Leonardo. Yeah, I was hunting for Leonardo da Vinci. But the Leonardo. And they were changing votes. But there were many countries that were doing that. But it had to be controlled from China using hammer and scorecard, in my opinion, because you couldn't have so many different attacks because you'd be changing numbers in all the 50 states. It just wouldn't match up. That has to be synchronized. They have taken control. They have taken control of our society. And we have one person, we just came from there in the White House, standing in the way. And it's going to mean, and you don't fully realize it, but every one of us here, every American out there, is going to have to stand up. We read about it in history. We read about Normandy and all of that. But now we are in it. And so we must spread it. We cannot surrender. And the president said he wouldn't. You all know that it was that attack on the Capitol was done by Antifa, but it was enabled by McConnell, by Schumer, by Pelosi, and the mayor. They knew that was coming. You've all been up there. There were hardly any security police there, and they moved in, and Antifa did their thing, and then the media picked it up. I worked for Fox for almost 17 years. It's disgraceful what they're doing. And unfortunately, Rupert is driving that with his sons, and they have now merged with the rest of the mainstream media. This is serious. This is expanding. We cannot let it happen. We don't have 4 years. As Hong Kong has seen, we do not have time. Time is against us. And Ann and I were just talking to someone about the information that's being released that shows clearly in those battleground states the cyber warfare that was used. We also found out yesterday that Comey, the former FBI director, sold the hammer and scorecard, this top secret program, to the Chinese. So you now have this top secret program that is like your iPhone. It gets in, it's called Hammer, it gets into the voting network, and then it has an application like on your iPhone. You have all those apps. It puts it on, and it modulates the voting so they win. Not by a large number. And I got a call Tuesday night at 11:30 that the ISI from Pakistan was now in the voting machines in Georgia. I called someone, let them know. The two candidates, Loeffler and Perdue, were ahead. I watched. 1 hour later, they were behind.
Yep. They were behind 1 hour later. Then Pakistan, I think on Monday, went completely dark.
Yep.
Communication-wise, very interesting what happened during that time. That was General McInerney, 4-star general. Yeah, not all generals are cut from the same cloth. I look at Mark Milley, who is the chief joint chief of staff, joint. I'll get the title right. Joint chief of staff. Remember that the person in that role during Kennedy was the one that came up with, hey, here's a lot of ways to conduct something that would provoke a war with Cuba and blame it on Cuba. The annihilation of Americans. Killing of Americans, innocent Americans to blame on Russia. Anyway, so I don't ever trust that role. I'm sorry, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But here's the chairman, Mark Milley, handing over the nuclear codes to Nancy. Nancy, who has no authority to have them. No authority to have them. Why would Mark Milley do that? So that's why I'm saying they're not all cut from the same cloth. General McInerney, I trust. And everything he said was true. Everything he said was true that I have vetted to the point that I could vet.
For those of you who are really interested in this subject and want to relax a little tonight, watch 7 days in May from 1962.
7 days in May?
Seven days in May. It's an American political thriller about a military political cabal's planned takeover of the United States government in reaction to the president's negotiation of a disarmament treaty with the Soviet Union.
Interesting. Okay, I'll check it out. What's it called?
Seven Days in May. It's a great movie.
7 days in May. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, a general wants to be president.
Okay. Do you guys remember this gem from McConnell, the traitor? Here we go.
Another thing I'd like to see him do is get on script and get on script. And I think there's a certain threshold of credibility that needs to be met. I was with him in the green room when he went to the NRA convention in Louisville a couple of weeks ago. And I said, hey, Donald, have you got a script? Pulled it out of his pocket. I said, are you going to use it? He said, I hate the script. It's boring. I said, put me down in favor of boring.
Yeah, little McConnell traitor. Mm-hmm. McConnell, traitor. I mean, have you ever seen a more doofier guy in all the world? Anyway, what do they have on McConnell? What do they have on all these people, you guys? Have you wondered? Have you wondered about that? Sure hope you have. Okay, I loved McInerney's thoughts explaining what's gone down, explaining the fraud, explaining how Georgia, they were brazen enough to get away with Georgia with all eyes watching. Yeah, and of course the major election. What's going on? Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Paranoia is in bloom. The PR transmissions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, a little uprising muse for you. Interesting song. The lyrics of that song, not us to be trapped in greed. Basically, it's them to keep trapped in greed. In fact, the stealing of America going on right now, the theft, it's amazing to watch. So much to talk about in this show. All right. Balance of Nature. That is a product I know I can trust. I love this product. 31 fruits and vegetables. If you're trying to get a handle on your health right now, the best thing you could do is try to control the blood sugar and try to get in those nutrients into those cells that you need so desperately. Our food supply is not going to do it. So you've got to do something else. You've got to have a supplement. And I would suggest Balance of Nature, because Balance of Nature, at least, they have everything in it. that could possibly be in this. And it's the best value for the dollar, to tell you the truth. Any budget can do this. Any budget. You've got to have a food supplement. So choose Balance of Nature. Use my name as the code, Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to feel healthier. You're going to feel better. Those nutrients of 31 fruits and vegetables that have not been touched by chemicals or pesticides are actually going to do your body good. And you've got to work on your body from the inside out. Even if you're trying to lose weight, you have got to get the nutrients into those cells. Make sure you're getting Balance of Nature. It's the best thing you could do for your body. Balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate when you get there, and they'll apply the discount of 35% off and free shipping. You can't go wrong. It's amazing. Let me play something for you. And you can comment on what General McInerney had to say. General McInerney really doesn't have a reason to lie. And to tell you the truth, there's so much going on right now. Kamala not resigning her seat yet. She has somebody sort of appointed, Padilla, right?
Yeah, Alex Padilla. He's the Secretary of State in California right now, mm-hmm. and is considered the designated senator.
So bought and sold, that guy. Anyway. But why? Why hasn't he been given the seat?
Well, it's a secret.
Okay, because most of the time knows. By now they've been given the seat.
Just speculation.
Because if Kamala, who's been very quiet,
which is actually even more important, I think, than the fact that she hasn't resigned a Senate seat yet. She also isn't saying anything.
Yeah. Nothing. Very interesting. Nothing from Pence.
Yeah.
What coin was he given? At the right before the electoral count, what coin was he given? Anyway, it was an interesting shot of McConnell talking, and all of a sudden he looked back, and that guy made the little New World Order sign sitting behind him. That was an interesting video. Anyway, and he continued on with his speech. CNN not covering Trump's speech in Texas. The president of the United States, CNN not covering it, encouraging other networks to ban him. He's still the president of the United States. Whew. There was a caller talking about the fact that in a local hour, talking about the fact that all of a sudden, you know, would somebody allow them to steal the presidency through the electoral vote and do all these things so they could actually catch them? It's kind of like waiting till the person just is about to commit murder so that you could accuse them of doing it, right? You get them to that point. Is that what he's doing? Is there some kind of move that'll go down in the next few days? I don't know about that. I know that there's a lot of people that think there's going to be, but it's hard to vet, number one. And number two, I think it would have started to happen by now. That's my thought.
Yeah, you would think.
If Trump was going to expose what he knows, because I do think he knows a lot. And I do think that laptop was taken for a reason of Nancy Pelosi's to showcase how involved with the Communist Party she is and the coup taking over our government right now.
Yeah, but there are other people who say, no, he should wait to the last minute if he's going to do anything to not give them any time at all to prepare.
Right. Interesting. Okay. The Fox News putting out that 50 states are going to have an event on Inauguration Day. Remember, the same Inauguration Day they're not having. They had George Floyd's funeral. They didn't mind doing that shoulder to shoulder, butt to butt. But on the Inauguration Day, they're canceling that. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know how empty the National Mall looks with 30 people in it?
Just like you couldn't get 30 people in a crowd. You know, when Biden announced he was running for president, he couldn't get 2,000 people in Pennsylvania to be at that event.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a few days later, Trump had over 15,000 people show up for just a very small speaking
mm-hmm.
event. Yeah. Let me play this for you. I'm going to switch over to the vaccine for just a moment. I don't know if you guys remember Elon Musk talking about this. This is Elon Musk talking about how they could basically transform you into a butterfly. Here you go.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around the synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with an effort that's not too crazy, you could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence. So,
caterpillars
do it.
Caterpillars do it. You can turn somebody into a butterfly. You can reverse aging.
Reverse aging, I can see. The butterfly, that's a little harder to grasp.
Well, I don't know. Let me go here. Let me go here, because I thought this was kind of interesting, too. There's a couple different things about the virus, okay? We played this on a show back in 2015 or 16 when it came out. Let me let you listen to this. This is 2 minutes, 25 seconds of the Pentagon talking about what they could do with a vaccine. The questions are coming from those in the audience during this presentation. Snopes tried to say that this presentation was didn't happen. But if you look on the Department of Health website, it absolutely did. Here you go. Here's the presenter talking about what they could do with those people that are a little too religious. Here you go.
Excuse me. On the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics. And this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Over here, we have individuals. Let me complete. So over here, we have individuals who are not particularly fundamentalists, not particularly religious, and you can see there's a much reduced expression of this particular gene, the VMAT2 gene. Another evidence that supports our hypothesis for the development of this approach.
By spreading this virus, we're going to eliminate individuals from donning on a bomb vest and going into a market and blowing up the market.
So our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior. Overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior.
So you're suggesting I take a CT scan with me when I'm evaluating people to determine whether I put a bullet in their head?
The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed, the aerosol?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses, and we're quite confident that this will be a very successful approach.
This is fascinating. What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is FunVax, which is FunVax, the vaccine for religious fundamentalism.
And you have a proposal already?
The proposal has just been submitted, and I think that the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise.
Oh, FunVax. Super fun.
Yeah. So those of you who are tired of being religious, go get your COVID vaccine today.
And your flu vaccine, because they already talked about how you could just get it into people if everybody's had the flu and they went for this vaccine.
Wow.
You know, when Judy Mikovits said, stay away from vaccines for the flu, stay away from this COVID vaccine with the new technology that it has, and when they can manipulate the genes, the cells. You know, in the end of my video that I did that's on Rumble.com, which is the new kind of YouTube, because it already got killed off of YouTube, but it's also on Facebook, on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook. You can go into videos on my Facebook page and you can see it. And at the very, very end, I say what the end game on this is to take away our humanity. This was presented, what you heard, was in 2005. Okay? That's when this was presented. 2005. It came out, the video leaked in about, what, 2015. Okay? And Snopes tried to say it didn't really exist. It wasn't really a thing. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about the fact that the health department came out and talked about this very thing in 2008. So 3 years after this, they talked about it in detail. They brought out all kinds of details about this. They wanted people to understand that they were working with this situation on how to do this over a decade ago. And they called it experimenting with spirituality, analyzing the God gene. And this is on the ncbi.nlm.nih.gov website. And this is after Snopes. This is before even Snopes said, oh, no, this never took place. It did take place. You guys listened, right? Okay. And they said references linking genes to complex human traits such as personality type and disease susceptibility, that in this book, The God Gene, faith is hardwired into our genes. They talked about the VMAT2 gene playing a role in one's openness to spiritual experiences. There's a reason they want to cram this vaccine down our throats. There's a reason for it. And we have to be aware of these very reasons. Because if you don't, I can't even imagine. I just can't even imagine not understanding where we're headed with this. Why are they cramming this down your throat if your body gets through this 99.9% of the time? Alone, without even a Tylenol. Yeah.
There's another word that's used in the description of this, how this VMAT2 gene comes about, and also a treatment for COVID.
Yeah.
And it's the word polyclonal.
Gosh. It's really crazy. Corbett did the return to normal vaccine, kind of infiltration video, the one that they're shoving down everybody's throat. Here's a little snippet of that.
The only thing that will really allow life as we once knew it to resume is a vaccine.
Yeah.
This message has been repeated so frequently and so consistently by public health officials, political leaders, and media commentators that many have begun to believe it. And now, the public is being prepared for an unprecedented global vaccination campaign, taking the form of a military operation.
Yep.
It is this effort that I can look you in the face and say to you, EUA comes, 24 hours later, vaccines will be distributed out to the American people and be ready for administration.
I'm telling you that there's way more to this vaccine than you think. And when I talked about it going after humanity as we know it and changing who we are as the people we are, I'm not kidding. We played that tape of the Pentagon doing that presentation in 2005, we played that tape on the air right before the election in 2016. And everybody thought, well, I did get some emails about that at the time, not everybody. But, I had people saying, oh, my gosh, that can't be. Give me a break. That's just conspiracy talk. Really?
Oh, here we go.
Really? How are they shoving this down our throats right now until we get back to so-called normal? In my state, we can't get the vaccine until April. They're shoving it down our throats so fast and so hard. Now that they think Biden's in, now it's not till April. They love these lockdowns. Are you kidding? They love it. Government control all the way. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I have so much more like this to share with you in the next hour. Don't miss it. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast. Be right back.